The U.S. Agriculture Department says Americans waste some 96 billion pounds of food each year. Fruits and vegetables left behind in the field after harvest make up a good portion of that uneaten food. In the once arid Coachella Valley, west of Los Angeles, almost every kind of produce imaginable grows. A group called Hidden Harvest tries to collect some of that leftover produce to feed hungry migrant farm laborers. Matt Holzman of member station KCRW reports.
With the sun just peaking over the Santa Rosa Mountains, Elena Carrillo and her crew of five pull cantaloupe from a tangle of drying vines and put them in blue plastic crates. 2 days ago, the large agricultural partnership that owns this field harvested what they could sell and then turned off the water, leaving beautiful ripe melons to wither in the field.
But it's still good, and they're probably end up disking it today or by Monday. So that means all this is going to be plowed under.
Elena works for Hidden Harvest, a nonprofit organization that feeds the poor of the Coachella Valley with produce harvested after the harvest. Gleaning, as this practice is known, is as old as the Old Testament. But with the quick turnover of fields, there's only enough time and resources to recover a small percentage of what's left behind. Christy Porter is director of Hidden Harvest.
When you look in the back of the truck, I mean, there's probably 4,000 pounds maybe of cantaloupe in there right now. You think you've got a lot until you turn around and look at the field, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them still out here.
Some produce is left in the fields because it's too small to sell or too big for its packing crates, but most is bypassed because the farmer couldn't make a profit selling any more at the current market price. Mark Nickerson is managing director of the partnership that owns this cantaloupe field and thousands of agricultural acres like it throughout the valley. A strapping man in a small straw hat, he looks like he'd be more comfortable behind the wheel of a tractor than in his company's offices.
This winter, we actually bypassed fields because it didn't pay to pick it. So you grow it, you bring it to harvest. In this case, I can recall mixed leaf lettuce and romaine, where it was a garden to look at, and we could not get a penny for it. It makes you sick.
That's where groups like Hidden Harvest come in. Seeing the waste and the hunger in this valley, Christy Porter started lobbying farmers like Mark Nickerson 2 years ago to let her group pick some of what was left in the fields. A half dozen farmers now work with Hidden Harvest, largely because Christy uses paid professional pickers. The 10 or 15 other gleaning groups that exist throughout the country use volunteers.
We've had other groups come to us and say, we'll come out and harvest your product. And they either don't come out or they bring people out that don't know what the hell they're doing. And it's a nuisance.
Hidden Harvest raises its small budget from foundations, corporations, and individuals. Most of the money is spent on liability insurance and wages for the crews of five or six they send into the fields each time. The pickers are mostly immigrant farm workers from Mexico and Central America. They're eager to earn a few extra dollars and take home some fresh produce for their families. Christy Porter keeps an eye out for food waste wherever she goes, like this bell pepper processing station in another of Mark Nickerson's fields. Orange peppers roll by on a conveyor belt to be washed and boxed, while women in plastic aprons grab cosmetically imperfect peppers, called the culls, and throw them in quarter-ton bins. Some culls are processed into sauces and salad bags, but many others are just thrown away because we're so picky about how our produce looks.
There's nothing wrong with these except they've got a little sunburn, but they're throwing them away. We'll come and get them. Yeah, I'll talk to Mark, like, this afternoon.
Across the highway from acres of feathery carrot tops, a Hidden Harvest truck pulls up a dirt road to a mobile home shanty town. The farm workers who live here carry away heavy boxes filled with fresh melons, peppers, tomatoes, and green beans gleaned from nearby fields. Today, instead of filling these boxes with produce for other people's kitchens, they'll empty them into their own. For NPR News, I'm Matt Holzman.